Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour, lots of good stuff. And keep it going here this hour, hopefully. You got any college basketball plays for the people tonight?
I do have a couple plays for the people tonight, Fred. 2-2 last night, so meh.
But the one you gave me worked. So
yeah, the one that I said was my favorite, that worked.
Yeah, I parlayed that with the Maple Leafs and managed to cash. So
my favorites tonight, I've got two plays, and I think DePaul may be down now to 19.5. I took DePaul plus 20.5 there against Villanova tonight.
Okay,
but DePaul, they beat Providence on the road. They suck. They're bad.
Right.
That's why they're a 20-point dog.
I'm seeing 21.5 right now.
I would take that. I would jump on that.
Okay.
They beat Providence on the road. They played Xavier within 5 on the road. They beat Georgetown on the road. I think Seton Hall, they played within 5 on the road. They're competitive on the road. And Villanova's coming off a massive win against Xavier, a blowout win.
Right.
And the games that they're going to need to win the Big East are still coming up. And people are looking at, in the Big East, you look at DePaul as like, okay, we got to play them because they're on our schedule.
But
nobody's worried about them. This is a big game for DePaul because they're running out of games to play this season. So I think it's a good spot for them. I'm also on Tulane plus 19.5. I missed out on the 20 burger. It was there against Wichita.
Okay.
And again, that's just Wichita's coming off a massive win against Cincinnati. And it's a good spot play. And Tulane's they're not great, but they beat UH. I mean, they're good enough to come up and give you a game every now and again. I'm on Michigan Penn State over 134. I'm on UC Riverside plus 5.5 and Colorado plus 3. So four dogs and an over tonight.
13-2 on my last 15 NHL bets. I don't have one tonight. There's only 3 games.
And, okay.
The closest one, I don't mind Vegas at home, but I'm not crazy about it. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. I'm not able to find 19 is the number on DePaul.
19 is the number?
Yeah.
Is okay. The Virginia against Georgia Tech, their number was 20 last night, and for whatever reason, I couldn't get logged into my account to make a play. I don't know what was going on, but I don't know if it was down for maintenance or something, but there was like a 10-minute time where it was down, and then it was like it went down to 19.5 by the time I got in, and I was like, I'll just wait till tomorrow. I'm sure it'll steam back up and bounce around. It's at 16 now.
Okay.
It's like, no thanks, but I don't need 3 20-point dogs on my card. That probably wouldn't be for the best. But, you know.
All right.
Lamont says, I think the Shantix is messing with your mood.
Well, my mood's fine. I am doing way too many. I mean, I'm having to take way too many drugs because my doctor gave me. So this is like the second day that I've taken like 4 different things. And the only thing it did, it made me nauseous. But I think if I'm off, it's because I've been here all day. It's not because, I don't think it's because of that.
You guys want some food?
What kind of food?
I'll go get some on the break.
There is pulled pork sandwiches, a fried chicken, chips, queso, and guac.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get one of the entrees
Have them.
Okay, 2 plates?
Yeah, I want some fried chicken and some chips and guac.
That's it?
That's it.
Chips and queso for me, no guac.
Okay.
Dark meat.
Okay.
What's the
I don't know if they have dark meat over there. We'll see.
I mean, it's fried chicken. What do you think? They only got breasts and wings?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
That'd be weird. Because then what were they doing? Just throwing away all the legs and thighs?
Maybe.
No, come on.
All right.
Have them bring us a couple beers, too.
Okay.
I'm good on beer.
Fred, any preference?
The
staycation?
The pills.
The pills? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I've been having today. Fred and AJ, it's Adam, the GM at the Hyatt Regency. Looking forward to having you guys tomorrow. Only house rule, everyone is drinking tomorrow. Please plan accordingly.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Tomorrow's my drinking day.
Well, tomorrow's probably my last drinking day. Although I'm going to maybe push it tomorrow. It just depends on what they tell me tomorrow. I've got another appointment in the morning, so we'll see how that goes. AJ, any value at taking Cuse at +4 tonight?
A lot of people have asked me about that game. I'm out on that game. I would have liked to take Cuse, and if I was taking a side, that's probably the one I would have been on. But I looked at it and decided, no, I'm good. I'm not a believer in North Carolina, but I'm not much of a believer in Syracuse either.
It seems like every time you fade North Carolina,
they've been biting me lately. Yeah,
we all have teams like that.
Here's what North Carolina was. I've not thought North Carolina was good all year, and I've kind of faded them a lot this year. And I got to a point where I was so comfortable fading them that I opened up the wallet a little bit on them, and then they started fighting back on me. Is what they did. You know who else did that? Kentucky last night.
Bastards.
Yeah, Kentucky. I was like, oh, Arkansas at home. Arkansas wrecks people at home. Kentucky's not that good, and Kentucky's really not that good, which, you know, they've had all these years in a row where they've had these ridiculous recruiting classes. Yeah. They didn't get one this year. They basically got to pick through Duke's leftovers because Duke got all the kids that Kentucky normally gets.
And apparently are again next year, too.
Yeah. So I was like, well, I mean, it's a good year to fade Kentucky because they're still a brand name. And, I faded them last night. They got me. It happens.
Yeah. Little shout out to our buddy Michael from Pick Me. Check him out at pickmeevents.com. You got a wedding coming up or something like that. You want photos. The photo booth they have is fantastic. He's here for the event tonight at the station. So check him out, pickmeevents.com.
You want to talk to Zach?
Yeah, let's talk to Zach. He wants to talk college basketball. What's up, Zach?
Hey, guys. Happy Wet Wednesday to you guys. Just wondering, more specifically, Big 12, how many teams do you think are going to make it into the tourney? And do you think there's any teams that are going to show up to actually win or at least go to the Final Four?
Well, Kansas will likely be a number one seed. I don't know that they're, in my mind, a Final Four type team. I think if the tournament started today, you'd have 7, maybe 8 teams from the Big 12. But, and this is a big but, a couple of those teams are firmly on the bubble and like desperation mode. And mostly I'm talking about Baylor and Texas. Baylor worked their way all the way back. Oh, man, they started from the bottom. They were like the laughingstock of the Big 12. Now they're in the conversation, and then they lost a game. They got beat by West Virginia. They're favored, you know, at home. Texas, sort of the same thing. Yeah,
they've had some really weird games where, like when they went to Florida, they just didn't play. I mean, it's just you could tell 5 minutes in they were going to lose, and it's kind of like that last night.
But I think besides those two teams and the two that I would say have no chance are Oklahoma State and Iowa State. So besides you know what? I'll throw one more team that's a maybe. If Oklahoma keeps falling the way they are, Oklahoma could legitimately fall out of the tournament.
Yeah, I asked you about that the other day, and you kind of scoffed at me. But
well, I didn't know they were going to keep losing every game. I guess now we have to look at the legit possibility that they could potentially lose every remaining game. And then it'd be hard to see them get in. But Oklahoma, Texas, and Baylor are sort of – they're fighting the bubble. Kansas is obviously – they're a stone cold – they're probably a number one seed. If not, they're at worst, I think, a two seed. Kansas State, I feel like, has kind of earned their way in, although they might be considered sort of bubbly too. West Virginia is a lock. Who else am I forgetting about? Texas Tech. I mean, they're in solidly too. So, yeah, Big 12 is good though. If they can, I mean, if they get 8 teams, it's like, dude, that's a 8 out of 10 teams, 80% of your teams getting in.
That'd be pretty good.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
The SEC is probably going to get seven or eight, and then the ACC might get 10, but they've got more teams. But what's crazy is besides those four conferences, I would say the Big East will probably get 6. I don't think anybody else is even getting 5. I think the Big Ten might have 4. If they're lucky, they'll have 4. The Pac-12 probably has 2.
Wow.
The Atlantic 10 probably has 2, maybe 2. So it's a weird year.
American's probably going to have.
American will have 3.
How about the Big East?
6.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, they're solid. I mean, and they've got teams at the top, you know, Villanova and Xavier. They could have 2-1 seeds from the Big East. That's a pretty well-respected conference. So, the Seton Halls, they're going to be seeded higher. Providence, those teams, people are pretty comfortable with those at this. Butler, obviously.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a pretty good conference this year, I would say.
All right.
Creighton,
meh.
Injuries with Creighton. They could have been really good. You know what's really good, though? Republic Harley Davidson.
Of course it is.
Yeah, there's a bunch of... I don't know how many dealerships there are in town. There's a lot. Like maybe 200. Maybe less than that, but somewhere... it's somewhere in there. I drive by a ton of dealerships. I think there's 4 closer to my house than Republic. I don't care. I don't stop there. I don't stop at those dealerships. I go all the way down to Republic because it's worth a couple extra miles for me to make sure my bike's in good hands. They've got 7 master technicians, 7 on staff. There's other dealerships in town that have none, and they have hourly employees putting together the bikes. I don't feel good about that. That's just me. Maybe I want my bike put together by a master technician. You should too. And I know everyone says they've got the best inventory. Well, Republic Harley-Davidson can prove it. They've got about 100 brand new bikes on their showroom floor. Every model, every color. The staff is great. The service department's so great. I just love the place, man. I wouldn't take my bike anywhere else because I know these guys are going to treat my bike right. Whatever you need with your Harley, you need service. You need a new bike. You need a pre-owned bike. You need merchandise. You need a riding class. They do those new rider courses there, and it's so easy to learn. They've got financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway there in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. Online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
Joan, you were right. They only
racist.
Had white meat.
It's very racist.
Super racist.
The pulled pork sliders, though, were
strong.
Yeah, they're worth trying. Queso's pretty good, too, but... Well, I only got one bite before we had to come back from break, though. So you were lucky that you have somebody go get yours because I went and had to go and wait in line a little
Fred, bit. Fred, I don't know if you know this, but I host the highest rated show in the city. Mm. You think I'm going to go get my own snacks? Oh, wait. You had to get your own snacks?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to see what was there and actually choose what I wanted.
There's levels to this. That's...
hard damn work being management around here with people like you to deal with. Oscar Vargas says he is the Oscar Jong mentioned is not him. He and Holly are not getting married.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to marry Holly anyway. Tainted meat.
Stop.
You made that joke after she left?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was still
No,
here.
She's outside talking with Beth. And
there's just a pretty, kidding. Pretty I good. Knew she wasn't in here. I knew that was an underhanded comment.
It would have been funnier if she were here.
Yeah, it would have been funnier.
But
and yes, I would have said it if she were sitting here.
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right.
I couldn't go out there because I've already rolled up my sleeves and I unbuttoned my top button, which I look like if I had a gold chain, I would look like a Miami pimp right now.
Not Grimace.
Not Grimace. Not like Joel Blank called me Grimace.
Wes wants to know if you have Nebraska in the tournament.
After last night, I would say they are likely in.
Okay.
If not, they're in that group of the first last four in, first four out.
Well, if you're going to get any additional food, I would highly recommend that you go and do it early because we had twice as many RSVPs for the evening event as we did for the lunch. And but the lunch was packed.
If I go out there,
people will talk to you.
Right. And I don't have time. We're doing a show.
Nobody talked to me.
Well, that's pretty good. So you're less approachable than I am.
No, I just went straight to the food and straight to the beer and then left before I kind of snuck around. Here's what you do. Sneak around the back by the elevators. There's nobody over there.
Yeah.
And they won't see you. But don't go through the whole group of people.
It's a good call. Whoever that was that asked about Nebraska, that would make five Big Ten teams if they do get that. So five, not as embarrassing as four.
All right, let's try Rusty. What's up, Rusty?
I wish I could eat chips and guac on the air.
I do too.
I was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. I am a diehard Louisville Cardinal fan, and I have two quick questions for you guys. A, with everything going on with the Brian Bowen thing, and it's yet to come out from the NCAA, is there a chance that Louisville gets the death penalty sometime later in this year? And secondly, with everything that just came out from the infraction committee, do you believe that this might have an effect on Louisville trying to find a long-term coach after David Patch?
I don't think the death penalty is going to come. I honestly didn't even think that. I thought they punished Louisville harder than they should have, to be honest. I mean, especially
the whole stripping a title thing is just stupid to me.
Yeah. The reality is Louisville won that year. We all remember it. It happened. You can't change it. I think it was Kevin Ware was saying that on Twitter. I still got this fat ass ring.
Yeah.
So it looks like we're still the champions unless I miss something. But I do think it is going to make it more difficult for them. It won't be difficult for them to find a long-term coach. It'll be difficult for them to get the caliber of coach that they want as their long-term coach because Louisville fancies themselves a blue blood, even though they're not. They're in that tier below. Like, they're a pretty solid basketball program, but they ain't Duke or North Carolina or Kentucky or Kansas. There's just not very many of the UCLA, not very many schools like that. Louisville isn't one, but they kind of fancy themselves one, so they want that tier of coach, and it's going to be difficult for them.
A lot of people asking, what about Aggie? Does Aggie get in?
Dude, I don't know. Aggie is going to be the most – I think it might be the most difficult decision that the committee has to make because when you think about all the suspensions that they've had and all the injuries that they've had, if you factor that into where they're at, you say, okay, well, I see why they are that. But they are so frustrating. And they had no business. I mean, they had no business getting waxed like they did. I guess it was two nights ago. Or no, it was last night, wasn't it? Yeah,
it was
night.
Last night. Yeah, because we were off early for them.
Yeah, I'm watching that game going, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is the same Aggie team that I mean, I'm not joking around when I say, like, they have as much NBA talent as basically everybody but Duke. They've got legit NBA guys on that team, and they kind of suck. It's really frustrating and really difficult to figure out. I would have them in right now, but I don't feel great about it. And they've got to get it together down the stretch if they're gonna lock themselves up a spot. Because their remaining schedule. Two road games at Vanderbilt, and I think they've won one game on the road all season long. It was a good win. It was Auburn.
Yeah,
but I don't think they have another. I could go back and check their non-conference. I don't think they have another road win. Period. So Vanderbilt and Georgia. Georgia's not very good. That should be a win, but it's a road game, so who knows? And then Alabama, and Alabama's pretty tough. That's not a gimme game. So I don't know. I don't know what Aggie is right now. That's a tough one for me to answer.
Brother Bear, what are the odds Bettman will surpass Selig as the most clueless leader of any major sport? He already has in my mind.
People are so mad about that.
I wrote that Monday that he's – I mean, that guy is useless. He's the
wrong,
worst commissioner,
Fred?
Maybe in the history of all sports.
Am I wrong? And I know everyone's saying, well, they didn't have the NHL players. That's why the U.S. – we didn't get a medal in hockey because of that. But nobody else has NHL players. What shouldn't we – I mean – If the playing field is level, shouldn't we still be better than?
Well,
Slovenia.
You should have, yeah, you should have been better than Slovenia. I think USA, that's a bigger issue. USA Hockey has not done a very good job putting teams together the last couple of years. I think going back to the World Cup, that group they threw out there was just awful.
Does the U.S. have any of these old school, like, washed up guys like the Russians do?
Not as much. A lot of the Russian team is coming from the KHL, which is their, there's a lot of guys who could still be playing in the NHL over there. Well, two of them in particular, in Pavel Datsyuk, who could still be playing here, and Ilya Kovalchuk, who could still be playing here. But they've got a lot of guys like that. Slava Voynov, who can't play here because he's a domestic abuser. So he's NHL talent. So the Russians have guys who could be playing in the NHL. I don't know that any of those guys would be great in the NHL, but they'd be
But we didn't lose to the Russians.
No. You did lose to the Russians.
No, but I'm saying in the medal round, they didn't.
The Czechs basically have a bunch of club players that are, you know, better. Well, Slovakia, not the Czechs, excuse me. But I don't want to offend any Slovaks or Czechs. But
thank you.
Yeah, they've got, you know, the thing is, I don't think this team was put together very well. And an NHL team, a team of NHL players, especially with all the young talent that the U.S. has been producing the last couple of years, would have done a lot better. There's no question. I would have loved to have seen Austin Matthews and Patrick Kane and some of these other young players who are, you know, Zach Werenski and people like that. That team would have been very competitive. They wouldn't have lost to any slovenly people. They damn sure wouldn't have lost to Slovakia. And it's people should be mad because, you know, frankly, the Canadians would still be the best team. They'd be the team to beat. And, I mean, that's fine because they have the best players, but the U.S. is catching up. And I mean, even some of the kids that were on this World Junior team that just played would have been fantastic. I just think they put together a bad team and went way too much with the veteran guys who've been playing overseas when you've got so many good young players here. Hell, there's kids on the under-17 team that would have been better than this. So, yeah, somebody, Brian Johnson is the washed-up USA player. Yeah, he hasn't been good for years now. So it's frustrating. As a hockey fan, it was frustrating to me that they didn't send the NHL players, not just because I want to see the U.S. with the best team, but I want to see...
You want to see the best players.
Yeah, playing, period. I want to see Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid play together for Canada. Yeah. I want to see...
It's like an all-star game, kind of.
Yeah, it's very much... It's better than the all-star game because you've got more than one country that's really good. Sweden would have been fantastic. Finland would have been really good. The Russians would have been good. And certainly Canada and the U.S. So, I mean, it would have been a tournament that, yeah, when one of those teams plays Germany, they're going to roll up 10 goals on them. Yeah, you know, that's the one thing you get early on. But when you get to the medal round, you would have had some very good matchups that would have been fun to watch. Instead, nobody cares. I didn't even watch the game today.
Yeah.
And that's saying a lot considering how much I love hockey. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. This is the only time I ever get to talk hockey is during the Olympics. That's the other thing. Pisses me off. All right, we're going to take a break. See if I can slam this food during the break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A lot of famous people here now. Jermaine just dropped by.
That's right.
Holly's in there listening now, so if you want to make lewd comments about her.
It's better.
Yeah, it'll actually be better this time.
It's better. She did talk about if Juggalo Trey didn't have a girlfriend, she would be interested.
How old is Juggalo Trey?
22.
Oh, yeah, that's Cradle Robin. She's not going to do that.
I mean, yeah, sure. He's half her age, but big deal.
Not half her age. Significantly younger.
Yeah, like, he's like 40% of her age. So she's...
Something like
He's 22. She's 48. It's a little under half. A little younger than half.
Well...
What's up with the tape?
Huh?
You've got a tape dispenser there.
I don't know. It's just
That's
there.
Not usually there.
No, I don't. It's been here for the last few days.
That's not your
days.
Tape?
It's not my tape. I don't need tape.
That's not your genitals?
No. Maybe I'll use the tape on my genitals.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, but it, you know, what the hell? Beth's going to be here later, so that's kind of thing she'd probably be into. So, oh well. A couple of things. A lot of people blaming Billy Kennedy for the Aggies.
I mean, I guess you could blame him for some stuff. I can see that. I will say, I mean, all the preseason suspensions and stuff like that. That's not on Billy Kennedy. That's on his guys not being able to keep their business together. So, no, I'm going to – I will say one of the reasons they lost last night – and there's two reasons they lost last night. One is they got out-rebounded, which is nonsense because A&M, I think they're third in the country in rebounding, first in the SEC by a mile, and they got beat on the boards, like dominated on the boards by Missouri. And they just couldn't make free throws. And at some point, I do think that's on coaching because it's in college. My guys weren't making free throws. All they would do is shoot free throws.
Yeah,
that's it. And that's a struggle for them.
Cody asks, does that mean I have to send my Louisville champ T-shirt to Ethiopia now?
Nope, you can keep it.
You can keep it. Yep. Keep the ring, too. All of it. And just real quickly to wrap up the hockey thing, I will say this. Assuming they let the NHL players – who I think will play in China. I do think that will happen because they'll get it as part of the collective bargaining agreement. But the future of U.S. hockey has never been brighter. I mean, some of the young guys that have gone the last couple drafts, I mentioned Austin Matthews, Jack Eichel, who he's hurt right now, but he's going to be fantastic. The Tkachuk brothers are going to both be good players. And Johnny Gaudreau in Calgary, who's just fantastic. I mean, all these guys. And from what I understand, the under-17 team may be the best the U.S. has ever had in terms of the kid who's going to be the number one pick in next year's draft, not this year's draft, is an American who everybody just raves about and that he's supposed to be the next superstar. So if they're there in 4 years, the U.S. is going to have a hell of a team. It'll be fun to watch. I just hope we actually get to see him at the damn Olympics. And the NHL wants China, and this is why the fact that they're not in Korea is just pisses me off. I'm just so pissed.
The NHL wants China?
They want to be in China, yeah, because that's a market that they're trying to.
Okay, you're not saying they want to have a team there.
No. But they just want to want to create Chinese fans.
So okay,
I think
makes
the NHL
sense.
Will be there when the Olympics are in China. But there's no reason for them not to be here. And the thing that pisses me off the most, like, oh, well, it'll disrupt our season for 2 weeks. Well, you already have these 5-game breaks that you require them to take, which really made it hard for our fantasy to get minimum goalie starts. But you have that, and you have the All-Star break. So why not just combine those two and not have an All-Star game in the Olympics year? Because basically what you're having is All-Star teams playing in the Olympics.
That's it.
Simple, right?
But the NHL makes money off the All-Star game.
They do, but, man, think about the marketing you've lost by not having them there. And that's the thing. I think that creates – because the people who watch the Olympics don't watch the NHL. I mean, you got a lot of women who watch the Olympics. You got a lot of casual sports fan who watch the Olympics. Well, if they tune in and say, wow, this Connor McDavid guy is really good. I think I'm going to start watching Edmonton games. Or this Austin Matthews guy is really fantastic. I think I'm going to become a Leafs fan. Or, wow, I heard a lot about Patrick Kane. He looks amazing. I'm going to go watch the Blackhawks now. If you pick up 1,000 sets of eyes off the Olympics, that's going to make more money for you in the long run in terms of guys buying jerseys and everything else. So I think it was short-sighted. I think it was dumb. And I think that, and sure, you could have still had the All-Star game. Do it at the end of the Olympics or something if you really want to. But I just think there's ways they could have done it. They just didn't want to go. It's all Gary Bettman, and I hope somebody sets him on fire. Okay, not really. Don't go set Gary Bettman on fire, but it is okay to say that he sucks. Okay, that's it. Now I'm done.
Okay.
I'm sorry. They just
rant over.
I know, but that's one of those things that I'm very angry about. I don't get angry about much. See, 832 says TJ Oshie's Olympic performance made my wife a bandwagon blues fan for about a year. See, that's the kind of thing it does.
Yeah.
Because that's when he was the shootout superstar when they beat the Russians.
Well,
that's
if you remember, you know, when the U.S. actually made it in the World Cup. And
yeah,
people were watching these World Cup games and they're like, oh, this guy plays for this team. And then there was suddenly, and not even just the U.S. guys, but like, oh, I loved that dude on the German team. I'm cheering for this league or this team in this league now. I mean, why wouldn't the NHL want that?
Exactly. Because Bettman is a loser.
Let's also face this reality. I mean, granted, I didn't watch the hockey game today. I haven't watched a single hockey game during the Olympics. But I guarantee
it's on now. I can tell you how it ends.
The audience for these games is bigger than any NHL game in the States.
I'd say outside the playoffs, yeah.
Even then, sure. I bet it's close.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that people are watching these the way they have in the past. I didn't.
They might not. Well, okay. But when I'm talking about when they did it before with the NHL players, I think the Olympic audience is bigger than anything the NHL can pull.
I agree. And that's why you should have your
guys
there.
Like, it's
your
biggest chance for your sport to get seen.
And yeah, and there's so many great young players out there right now that would have just been, especially on the bigger ice that they use for international competition.
Yeah.
That would have become stars, frankly. And people would have, I mean, there would have been people become fans of the NHL because of it. So this is just a stupid, stupid move by an idiot commissioner who, frankly, is just killing his sport. He's killing it. And I mean, and there's a whole lot of other things he's done that I could get started on. I'm not going to. But how on earth the owners keep this guy when he's just, and he's a smarmy son of a, you know what, too. I
son of a gun.
I really dislike the guy.
Yeah.
So, and I've met him a couple times, actually, when I was doing sports editor things, and he's the most cocky little piece of garbage you'll ever meet for somebody who's not good at their jobs. But we digress. That's enough of that.
That's enough of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with a gem of the day.
A Zadok Jewelers.
A Zadok Jewelers. I bet you the Zadok Jewelers people are here.
Are they?
Well, I'm going to go outside and see.
Not me.
Apparently, it's pretty crowded out there. So I might not make it back. So you might want to be prepared
to have
a Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
I'll be ready.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the World's Game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
And we're back. Join us at the new Houston Galleria Hyatt Regency this Thursday. That's tomorrow. We'll be in the bar, of course, where the Blitz will broadcast live. And we'll be celebrating National Margarita Day with Wing and Margarita specials. And our special guest, Mario Ellie, will be hanging with us from 5 until 6:30. Looking forward to getting over there to the Hyatt Regency, which is where you should be staying if you're in the Galleria area. It's the only place you should stay, in my opinion. Mario Ellie's outside, so is Larry Durker.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good crowd out there now. I almost didn't get back.
I'm glad you made it.
My favorite part, though, is everybody acts like, hey, can you come over here and talk to this person? It's like, you do realize I'm in the middle of a show, right? I just came out to say hello for a second. So I just need 5 minutes. We'll be done at 6:57.
Yep.
I'll have 5 minutes then.
I won't. I got to get out of here at 7.
Well, I don't have anything to do, so.
I certainly do. Jong, you?
It goes till 8.
You got a marriage retreat, right?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, I'll hang around for a little bit, and I just have to be at Specs before 9. Because
that's when they close.
Yeah. That's the only thing I have to do tonight. Get the Specs and then get the dog out. That's all. 713-780-ESPN's your number on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. 713-780-3776. And I love when people say, nobody cares about that. That means you don't care about it.
About
hockey. Don't talk hockey. Nobody cares. That's not true. You don't care. Just say, I don't care about this.
Which, by the way, we don't talk hockey that often.
Yeah. And by the way, don't text me that crap. That's just garbage. 713-780-ESPN. But are you not going to hang around and kiss babies and stuff?
No, I actually have a really important appointment.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I believe you. I'll take your word for it. Is Eric going to make it out tonight? I made sure he got invited.
I don't know.
Just curious.
He hadn't said.
All right. Well, it's basically we're just showing off our new offices to everybody. And
yeah.
So far, everybody loves it.
Did anyone notice that you have a bunch of pictures of yourself in your office?
There's not a bunch of pictures of myself. Okay.
There's four.
There's one of me at the World Series of Poker in 2006.
Is there one or two of those?
No, there's two from the Seven Clans in Coushatta.
Okay.
But I'm wearing a 1560 The Game hat. So that's there as sort of a homage to where we began, right?
Okay.
So that's not really a picture of me. The only one that's a picture of me is the World Series one. That one is is an homage to 1560.
Okay, but you're in it.
Well, yeah, it is me. It is my image, and there are two pictures of it. But that's okay.
Two of that same picture.
Just two of the same tournament. It's just different
angles.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's one more, right?
Well, there's one of me with the wife, but it shows the wife, not me. It's when we got married.
But you guys are both in the picture.
Well, yeah, sort of.
Okay.
It's more her than me.
I thought you had one of you and the kids, too.
No, it's just the kids.
Just the kids.
Yeah.
So the picture of the kids is the only photograph in your office that doesn't feature you in some way.
That's not true. That I have the horse racing picture on the wall. I have my Heath Ledger Joker.
That's not a photograph.
It's kind of it's a poster. A poster.
It's but a it poster. Counts. It's different.
It counts. And all those photographs.
You're an egomaniac.
I actually look good in those photos. I don't take good photos, okay? I'm ugly. I'm
John,
disgusting.
Do you think Fred's an egomaniac?
Coming from you, that's insulting.
I don't know if he's an egomaniac. He can, you know, decorate his office however he like.
Right, but if I decorated my office with nothing but pictures of myself, it's not, you guys would call me an egomaniac.
But you would, though. I mean, you would.
I don't have any pictures of myself.
You've got stuff of you fighting and things like that. And that would be fine. If you had pictures of you during your fight, that's no different than me playing a poker tournament. It was something I was proud of that I got to do.
Yeah, I don't have any pictures of me fighting printed out.
Well, you don't have an office either. And this is why, because you would fill it full of pictures of yourself. And then I wouldn't have to feel so bad.
True. And then I'd look like a real a-hole.
Yeah, you would, because you'd have three times as many as me. You know what? To hell with this. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, what happens if your toilet clogs up? What do you do?
I call a plumber.
What if
actually first I'll try the plunger thingy.
Yeah, yeah. And then you call.
And then if that didn't work for whatever reason, yes, I would call a plumber.
What if your TV stopped working right before your favorite show started?
Ooh, I would go to a different TV.
Okay. You would not call.
Fred, I'm rich. I have many, many televisions in my home.
I see. I forget.
Many televisions.
I forget that you're rich.
Thank you.
But, guess what 54-year-old Loretta Jones of Cedar Falls did?
She lit her house on fire.
No, she called 911 five times.
Oh, that makes sense. What show was it?
Three times because she couldn't get her toilet to flush and insisted police help her.
I
knew he was going to do this. I really shouldn't have done this.
It was just number one, Jong.
It doesn't matter.
She has really thick urine.
It's an excuse for him to...
It clogged up her toilet. The urine did.
Police did respond and saw the toilet was clogged. However, it was not flooding or causing any emergencies. She also called twice because she couldn't get her TV to work. Police say alcohol was a factor.
Yeah, it usually is.
She was found guilty for making a false report. This was a simple misdemeanor, and she had to pay a fine.
Was it a false report?
Well, that's what they.
Or was it a report that they didn't think was an emergency?
Well, they found her guilty, so.
Poor woman. She really did clog her toilet. And her TV really was broken.
Yeah, but...
That doesn't sound false to me.
It's false enough. You know, that's not an emergency, AJ. You just said you'd use a plunger or you'd use another TV because you're rich. You would not call 911.
That's an old lady, isn't it?
54, that's not that old. Let's be careful with this.
Basically on Social Security at this point, right?
Stop.
AARP?
Stop. Oh, God. You know what? I was going to take a picture of this. Guess what I got in the mail the
other day? You're going to start submitting for it?
I got a thing where I could subscribe to the AARP for $16.99 a year.
Yes, it's time, Fred. When is that? When you're 55?
No, it's 50.
Oh, you're ready.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not ready. It's not my time.
It's your time.
No. There's actually a website for people over 50 to date called Our Time.
Oh, that's so great.
I saw a commercial for that the other day. I'm like,
that's where Jong met Teresa.
It's like, if I were dating again, I wouldn't be dating 50-year-olds.
That's where Juggalo Trey met his girlfriend, Our Time.
So she's over 50.
Yeah.
All right. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day. Fred has the highest testosterone of any man I know, by far. But not everyone has Fred's ridiculously, absurdly high testosterone count. Some of us have low testosterone. And Man Centers wants to help you. They want to identify a good treatment plan for you. They don't want to give you injections because, let me tell you, some injections sound cool, right? You just go in, you get this shot, and all of a sudden you feel like you're a Superman. That's not all the story, guys. Synthetic testosterone can damage your fertility, which I don't know where that is, but it sounds like it could be damaged and it would hurt. It can cause dependency, which isn't good ever. And it can cause shrinkage. No one wants shrinkage. Guys, if you're currently on a testosterone injection, you know that you've got to get it every single week. And then you know you're going to feel that crash. You don't have to feel that way, guys. Go to Man Centers in Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area off 288 in Pearland or off 249 in Tomball. Go in, get your free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value. Schedule that checkup today. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. And they're now booking appointments on Saturday. No more excuses. Saturday appointments fill up quickly. So give them a call today or book your appointments online at mancenters.com. Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.